The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
There is a private place inside of that was kind of a mystery to people. I think part of that was his relationship with Jesus Christ.
There's nothing a retired governor can do about the Soviets, but a president.
Now he can do a thing or two.
Get reminded of how America was and what America can be.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Dennis Quaid as Reagan, next.
Well, I'm really excited because I'm excited about a great man by the name of Ronald Reagan. And I was blessed, by the way, to meet him. I was blessed because of Billy Graham called it a prayer meeting that let me actually go to him and convince him he had to run for president because he wasn't going to. But this is all a miracle. And then, you know, I hosted a meeting where he said, I know you all, great Christian people, leaders from all over the country. This is bipartisan, you can't endorse me, but I only said that because I endorse you. And that was headlines nationwide. Well, we've got the great actor that has played some of the greatest films that we'll ever see. And I can only imagine it's one of them because I walked that whole story while it was going on, and then all of a sudden it comes up on the screen and did a great job. Dennis Quaid is here. Dennis, I just got to ask
Thanks
you.
For by
the way,
me.
I put this coat on because I'm kind of honored Reagan, you know. Just by the way, it was in the same time he came along, yeah. I started preaching against tithes, and I got every preacher set free from tithes and tried to set churches free from
yes.
having to have a tithe to go to church.
Right.
But Reagan, he deserved a little respect here. Okay, I got to know this. You've made some great movies. You're a great actor. You're very gifted. And you've made it clear that you care about people. You love them. You want the best for them. And you believe there's a God that knows how to deliver the best. And
yes,
you don't
sir.
Apologize for that. Your feelings about the Reagan film and the privilege and the honor of getting to do the part.
First off, it was such a privilege, probably the biggest privilege I've had as an actor, really. And the response, even before the movie comes out, is kind of never had before. We've been doing so many previews around the country for it. And I was offered to play Reagan by Mark Joseph, who's, you know, been carrying the torch for it back in...
He's been
I think
here.
It was 2018,
yeah.
I think it was. And... it was 2 years getting it there, but I did not say yes at first because I was very intimidated. Let's put it, Reagan was my favorite president. And I think he was the greatest president of the 20th century, really. He won the Cold War. That was number one. And, you know, made America America again, really.
He saved freedom.
Yeah, exactly.
He really did. He yeah. gave freedom an extension.
Well, like you said, you know, all those freedoms that we have, they could be lost in a generation. We never really quite understood that until recently, tell you the truth. But I didn't say yes for quite a while because, you know, go through feelings of not feeling worthy for it. I didn't want to. Reagan is so known around the world, like Muhammad Ali. Everybody knew
yep.
who knows who he is. And I didn't want to do an impersonation. And I didn't really see myself... didn't think I looked like him or sounded like him or anything, but I got to thinking, and you know, we both have sunny dispositions, which he did, and we're both actors. And but I went to the Reagan Ranch. I was able to go up there. Have you ever been there?
Not just only briefly, just like yeah. right through.
Yeah, but instantly, you go up 5 miles of the worst road in California to get there, and. It's on top of the mountain, and as soon as he came through the gate, I could feel him. And that was the thing I was looking for, was to feel the man. And I realized that Reagan was a very humble man.
Very.
And I could see it in his ranch up there. Because
you know,
he had done all the work himself.
He did.
Do that.
He
had a,
he
the house
it.
Is like less than 1,200 square feet. And they had a king-size bed, but it was two single beds zip-tied together. And their clothes are in the closet. They left it exactly how you expect them to come back, he and Nancy.
Well, I got to ask you this because I seen the films and clips, and we're going to see a trailer. But I heard you tear this wall down. And see, I had been there where that needed to be said. And I knew how bad it needed to be torn down because I went to all the third world countries as I was preaching, ministering, and doing mission work. But I was actually there when they began to tear the wall down.
I was too.
And I asked the people tearing it down, what brought this down? And every one of them, either side of the wall, soldiers, it was prayed down. It was prayed down. And then Reagan basically said that. But when you said that, tear this wall, did you feel the moment?
Yeah. Yes, I did. You know, we shot that moment. It was out on the street in Oklahoma. They recreated it and, around it. But I myself, I was there. I was, I was the first grade when they put the wall up. And, it was a similar moment in, I think, all of our lives, the baby boom generation. You know, back when they had drills getting under our desks and stuff for a nuclear attack. And the Cuban Missile Crisis, you know, Houston, really where I grew up, that was in range.
We got
kept home from school. And so when I heard that the Berlin Wall was coming down, which just even 2 years before, nobody could even imagine that, and got right on a plane and went to Berlin from New York.
Yeah.
Just dropped everything
hard
and went
believe.
There. And I actually got to take a sledgehammer and pieces of the wall.
Them.
I remember the guards were walking around with their German shepherds that were, trained to attack, and the dogs didn't know what to do. But it was the greatest feeling.
And I've got pieces of it in my office.
Ronald
and pieces
Reagan
of it
and
in
the
my
Pope
home.
And Lech Walesa and, and prayer mostly.
Yeah, and that's it. But let me ask you this. What stands out? If you could say to everybody watching us right now, what do you want people to take away from this movie when they see it?
Number one, I want them to be entertained, because that's what movies are for us to go into a dark room and really go into another world and forget about the rest of the day and get immersed. And I hope they learn something about Reagan, because I learned a lot. But it's really about, for those that were born after, let's say, 1980, 85, something like that, they'll get a chance to kind of see and feel what America was like back during that time. It was an incredible time to live through. And for those that were born before, get reminded of how America was and what America can be.
Well, I know because the military met with me, and once they found out that Reagan liked me and listened to me, they really wanted me to be sure he was hearing certain things. And I know for a fact from the military and the CIA and all that could be trusted, to be honest, that the Soviet Union had set the stage to literally take over within less than 24 to 36 months, the entire world economy. And what happened there was back when they made fun of the Star Wars and the possibility of taking it down, the fact was, well, if we get this laser, we take the missiles down before they reach altitude and it comes right down where they're launched. So I was able to introduce Mr. Reagan to that possibility and the scientists had confirmed it. So anyway, he did save freedom.
He really did. And it was through, he had really that plan well before he took office.
He did.
That the way to the key to the Soviet Union was bankrupting him in a sense, because
exactly.
They had nowhere near our economy, not even a tenth of the size really. And that was a patient plan that worked. He didn't even talk to the Soviets for the first, 5-6 years of his presidency, because
he talked
they
to
kept dying on him.
Right. He got it. It was a miracle. We need another miracle like that. What was it that you want people to know and take away from the field? What's the biggest thing that you saw and happen?
Well, our story is not just, recounting history and events and that. It's really getting inside in depth of the man Reagan, who was a man. He was my hero and stuff, but he was also a man. And the love story, I think, with Nancy is very central to this movie. They had an incredible love story, and nobody knew him like she did. And yet, I came to find that there was something that I heard, which was kind of a common thing with people who knew Reagan, that there was a part of him that was unknowable, in a sense. There was a private place inside him that was kind of a mystery to people. And I think part of that was his relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yeah, exactly,
and
right.
That's what I came to conclude. And but here was the great communicator. And he's really intensely private person at the same time.
Well, you know, when I had the privilege of talking to him, you can see a picture of when we'd just gotten up off our knees in a small hotel room in Atlanta. And we'd had an incredible time of prayer, and somebody snapped the picture. But that's when he knew he had to run for president. But I had asked him this question. Who's the greatest person that you've ever known? Who's made the greatest impact on you in your life? And he said, well, you know, my father was an alcoholic, so I didn't really have a father. And I said, well, mine was too. And he said, my mother was the greatest person I ever knew. She had the greatest impact on my life. And I said, well, that's really wonderful. And he said, but it referred to Jesus as being the greatest person. But that was an amazing thing to realize. He was a very unusual person, and he never wanted to get credit. A lot of the people around him that helped him defeat the Soviet Union,
in fact,
they didn't really want credit either.
He said, you know, you can get a lot done in Washington if you don't care who gets the credit.
Well, would you agree right now that if we don't move away from the trends that are throwing out all the principles of our founders, all the biblical truth, all the historically confirmed principles, if we don't come back to those principles, the future of freedom is short.
I think in peril. I mean, in a way, it reminds me very much of the year 1979, 78, 79, 80, very much like today, a lot of the same things going on. The same forces taking place, and it's kind of spooky. And Reagan came along and reminded us who we were, and really, it was inspiring. And
you think
today,
you think viewers will be inspired when they see this?
Well, I hope so.
They will.
I hope so. I really do.
Let's see a trailer.
I want to watch this.
I think this will get your attention.
I will be frank with you that as a citizen, I would not like to see any political party outlawed on the basis of its ideology, because I still believe, Mr. Chairman, that democracy can handle it.
I was a brand new KGB officer, given my first intelligence assignment, a certain actor and union leader.
Dutch, there's a purpose for your life.
You can run from a bully for so long, but after a while, you're gonna have to stand up to him.
It's my boy!
There's about to be another war right here in Hollywood. The commies on one side, the mob on the other. And you're right in the middle, son.
If you put as much work into your career as you do making your speeches, you'd have an Oscar by now.
Hello, I'm Nancy Davis.
Hello, Nancy Davis. I'm Ron Reagan.
I'm curious, Ron.
What would you say is the issue of our time?
No question about it. Communism and the Soviet Union.
Get in the game. Run for office.
It's you.
I'm running for governor, and I would like your vote.
I forgot your name.
Do his initials help, RR?
Honey, Roy Rogers is here. And he's running for governor.
Ronnie, remember when we met? You told me that you wanted to make a difference in this world. You know what you have to do.
Governor Reagan, again, typically, is against such a proposal.
There you go again.
But he was not afraid to take us on.
There's nothing a retired governor can do about the Soviets. But a president,
now he can do a thing or two.
Welcome to your life.
I was a lifeguard on a river.
There's no turning back.
An
I learned how to read the currents. Not just the ones on the surface, but also the ones deep underneath the water. I am about to start the biggest war of this century, and I'm not gonna fire a single shot.
You're gonna blow up 8 years of diplomacy.
Well, if you think that got their undies in a wad, you just wait.
What did the president know, and when did he know it?
What would you have me do?
I want you to fight!
Mr. Gorbachev! Tear down this wall.
Wants to rule the world.
Wow.
That's Penelope Ann Miller. She's playing Nancy, and I couldn't ask for a better person to be player. She was Nancy. She,
you know,
really was.
When he said, I know you can't endorse me, but I endorse you, and that was headlines. Well, he called me from the ranch the next day, and we talked 40 minutes. But I had to talk to Nancy 20 because he had another call. And she was almost tearful. She said, James, I've never seen Ron so excited. He said, Nancy's the greatest night of my life. And he said, what I saw was unbelievable. He saw people who love God, who love business. He's a free market. We brought the wealthiest people in the South also to be there with him that were capitalists and free market people. And it was just so phenomenal. And his speech was incredible. You can get it online. Just watch the National Affairs briefing, listen to it. But I'm telling you that Nancy was a tremendous encouragement to him.
Yeah.
And boy, that fight, it was there. Look, go see the movie.
If there had been for Nancy, there would not have been a President Reagan.
No, there would not have been, period.
Let's not take anything away from him. It's just the strength that he drew from that relationship that both of them had. And, you know, God was in their relationship as well. And it's something else.
I want us to do another program. And, you know, we try to help the poor. We try to help the suffering. And I'm mentioning that exactly how you help. But I want us to talk about the specifics that you believe we, the people of America, must learn from what happened in the Reagan years that we must return to.
I think there's a lot to remember.
And in many ways, they have to be repeated. So let's do that. Look, you know that we're going to give Christmas shoes and smiles, and we start way ahead of time. And we're asking you to help us give 150,000 children shoes. For many of them, be the first pair they ever had. For some of them, it will save them from getting infections in their system that will go to their brain and even kill them. Well, interestingly, we're also building the number one brain operation center in the world, and it's in Uganda, of all places. Now, we've got to have another $1.5 million. By the way, you're looking at that little shoe. Yeah, you can, for $36, give 10 children a pair of shoes, and you can give scores of them if you give more. And we work on cleft palates and other things. It's fabulous. But one of our donors stepped up when they saw it and gave 700,000, which means we need a $500,000. And Lord, we can do the shoes and the smiles. So Lord, help our viewers to give the rest. I want you to watch this, but I want you to really be listening to God. And then I want you to give what you can to provide an incredible miracle.
Boy, I'm here in Uganda standing in what is going to be operation room number 3 in the brand new surgical center that we are building in partnership with our mission partners here in Uganda, specifically designed to treat neurological disease in children. More than 2,000 surgeries a year, more than any hospital in the world. It's going to happen right here.
For many families in developing countries, a child born with a neurological disability has little hope to survive, largely due to a lack of facilities or funds to get the proper treatment they need. That's why Life Outreach has joined with mission partner Cure International in building a brand new neurological surgery center that will provide expert care and life-saving surgery at no cost to the families This state-of-the-art treatment center isn't just about operating rooms and equipment. It will save lives while providing hope, love, and dignity for children suffering from neurological conditions like spina bifida, hydrocephalus, and brain tumors. Without surgical intervention, these conditions can be a death sentence for those most vulnerable. Yet, with access to specialized treatment, these children can defy the odds and continue to grow, play, and learn as all children should.
Listen, we do so many wonderful things through Christmas Shoes and Smiles, but this facility specifically is the difference between life and death for children who have severe but repairable disabilities. I can't say thank you enough for spreading the gospel through word and deed. God bless you.
Well, I'm believing that every single one of you watching will respond. You know, if you could give $1,000, several hundred dollars, I don't know what you can do, but we want to bless these children. And so I'm asking you right now to go and get your bank card and use it like a check. But call the number on the screen that's always there as a prayer line paid for by love. Or go online and you make the best gift you can. We've got some gifts to send you to say thank you. We always want to bless you. But you're going to become the miracle that somebody thought they would never witness. And all of you who watch us and who help us put God's arms around the overlooked, you know the miracles that are literally brought in place and to bear and to happen because you extend God's arms of love and enable the missionaries and the doctors and the people who, nearly all of these doctors are volunteers that go there with their special gifts and stay for an extended period to cover different things, and they come from all parts of the world. Now, there are many of them that are also based there in Uganda, but you are creating a miracle. Thank you so much for doing it. Please go right now online or call the number. Please don't put it off, and you make the best gift you can, knowing that you're giving someone a miracle of life, and we will point them clearly to Jesus and His love. Thank you so much.
For almost two decades, Life's Christmas Shoes and Smiles has continued to provide shoes for impoverished children throughout the world, as well as corrective surgeries for children with cleft palate disorders. By responding today, you can help provide new shoes for 150,000 children in time for the holidays. And for some children, a beautiful new smile. Your gift of $36 will help provide shoes for 10 children. $72 will help provide shoes for 20. $180 will help provide shoes for 50. And a gift of $500 will help provide a corrective smile surgery. This year, we have an incredible opportunity to help construct a new surgical center that will provide life-saving surgeries to children suffering serious neurological conditions. This $1.2 million project is up and above Life's normal budget. But because of one generous friend for Life, only $500,000 is needed. As a thank you for your gift of support to this life-saving outreach, be sure to request the blue crystal shoe ornament, a treasure to display each Christmas. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request this keepsake boxed set featuring four crystal shoe ornaments. Finally, please consider an extra gift of $1,000 or more to help construct Life's new surgical center. And with this gift, you may request this beautiful bronze sculpture, a cup of water. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
So one of the amazing projects that Life Outreach has partnered with us on is the new surgical center for our hospital. And we went through a master site planning process. We put all these different new facilities on our campus map. And then we had to say, okay, we know we need all this to treat thousands and thousands of children, but we don't know where those resources are gonna come from. So after some period of time praying about it, you know, we heard tremendous news that Life Outreach was gonna partner with us supporting the new surgical center. So we've been flooded by patients. In the last 3 years, we've grown by over 50%, and that's for brain surgery. Brain surgery is one of the most intense specialties in surgery that exists. Very complex. To do 2,000 of those operations in a year, it's unheard of, actually. That's why we're the largest provider in the world of these cases. So the new surgical center, we're thrilled. It's going to be three times the size of our existing facility. So the new facility, having Life Outreach involved with this is just a miracle. And we're so thankful. Can't tell you how thankful. We didn't know where the resources were gonna come from, but very excited about what this is going to provide. More life-saving surgery for some of the world's most vulnerable children.
You know, Dennis, I saw you pick that shoe up, and you know, we give them a little bigger if we can, so it usually lasts at least 2 years. For some of them, they give them longer than that. But I want to just tell you that I appreciate you. We're going to talk more about Reagan, because the Reagan movie will be in all the theaters in early September. And
August 30th.
August 30th.
Comes out August 30th at a theater near you.
Yes, everybody needs to see this. But we're going to talk about the things you pray to God people see in this movie and actually bring them into action. Yeah.
Tickets are actually on sale right now for groups, church groups, school groups, whoever, if your office. Just go to Reagan.movie.
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 Yeah, go ahead, fill a theater from your church.
Exactly.
Fill a theater.
Why not?
I want us to do another program. Don't miss it now, because I promise you, you're going to hear from God through what he did with an actor and a former governor of California, a miracle worker. Don't miss it.
For over 60 years, Life Outreach International has shared the transforming truth of God's love in both word and deed. We are forever grateful to everyone who has joined us in our mission of providing water to the thirsty, food to the hungry, shelter to the orphan, and meeting the various needs of those who are struggling. Our ministry to the lost and hurting is only made possible because of the prayers and generous gifts of our friends and partners who provide consistent, faithful support. Become a Friend for Life partner with your recurring financial gifts, and we'll send you our monthly newsletter, along with encouraging spiritual resources to uplift and inspire you in your daily Christian walk. Best of all, you'll be blessed to know that your ongoing gift is helping make possible the outreaches of life. Call now or go online to become a Friend for Life. Your monthly support will help us continue to bring God's love, hope, and healing to a world in need. One life at a time. Please. Call now.
Do you struggle to lose weight, have dry skin, and just don't have the energy you used to have? Dr. Terry Denai helps you prevent hormone havoc.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.